This is the Are You Screwed podcast.
12 to 3 is going to be an entire stadium of sad drunks at Rutgers Stadium.
Three-star recruit. I'd upgrade him to about 3.14159. I call him the Pie Man.
There was like a screw pretty much lodged in my ass the rest of the game.
I mean, like, yes.
The Are You Screwed podcast.
Arriba! Arriba! Arriba!
Puka Williams doesn't have any toes on one of his feet.
What?
No, not, stop it!
Baker's Quakers.
The Are You Screwed podcast.
This is a disaster.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Are You Screwed podcast. We are broadcasting live. You won't be hearing it live, but we are doing this live in the parking lot of the Woodbridge Center Mall. We are here for the Eric LeGrand Cornhole Tournament. Are You Screwed podcast. We do have a team. This is going to be fun. Just a random episode taping here. There are some fun people. We're going to try and bring them on as guests. It is a two-person teams. We have three of us. So somebody's going to be interviewing, giving updates throughout this thing. We're going to put this together.
We don't really have
some
a plan.
Fashion. There is zero, as usual with us, zero plan. Boys, how you doing? Mike, you ready to do a little cornhole action?
I'm ready to toss that bag.
Max, you have never played cornhole.
I never have. Cornhole. No. I think I've thrown, like, it was set up at some sort of outdoor mall, and I threw the beanbag a couple times. But, I mean, how hard can it be? I play basketball a decent amount. I mean, how hard is it?
So I'll probably try and carry us a little bit.
Yeah.
What's the over-under we're setting at for how many games we get? It's double elimination in the recreation division. 3.5? I'm fine with 3.5.
Who takes the under? How many, who takes the over?
I think we can get – so that means two wins. We get two wins if you want the over.
I have faith in us. I take the over.
Two wins. I'm going to take the over. I think we get two wins.
Okay.
I think two wins.
Not bad.
But as long as we get one, I'm satisfied with our appearance here. As long as we win more games than Cratch and Politi.
Yeah. I mean, that's really the goal. Yeah. That's our competition.
Yeah, they are NJ Advanced Media. Cratch and Politi are here. So we'll probably try and get them on shortly as well. You can hear from them. Eric, obviously, is here. We're going to try and hear from him. DJ Yoshi is the DJ today. Those probably remember him. He used to be the in-stadium DJ for football games. Maybe talk to him for a few minutes as well. We're right next to Dave and Buster's, and they have beer. They have beer, so we're fine.
They have some kind of margarita mix type thing. I'm just saying things.
I don't know. It's also
hot.
Very warm.
It's hot.
It is very warm, but it isn't raining, which is good. It was supposed to rain. It's not raining. So that's a win. They're pretty much calling teams and ready to get this thing going.
Yeah. We forgot something.
What did we forget?
RutgersRivals.com.
Oh, yes. As usual, our partners at the Night Report, shout out to them. Use the promo code Adidas. You also get a $75 gift card, I believe. So go check that out. Go premium today. Thank you for all those that listened to last episode with our special co-host, Danny Breslauer. That was a lot of fun.
And if you haven't listened to it, go listen to it.
Yes,
the Scarlet Screwlight, Danny Breslauer, breaking our one-day download record. The people want to hear from Danny.
So fucking proud of that. You know he's just going to rub that in. From
what's going on his resume.
Yeah. So, whatever.
The people have spoken.
But you know what, though? We're the only Rutgers podcast that is here today, not only playing, but we're also broadcasting. I believe Plitty and Cratch, the Rutgers Rant guys, they got a new special logo this year. They're feeling the pressure.
Oh, they changed the name, right?
I don't know if we can talk about this.
Somebody caught it on Twitter, it's like you can see the logo.
Yeah, there's
we're
a
not
logo.
Breaking any news here.
We're not.
All right?
I know we're not supposed to do any journalism around here. I know.
I don't know. If you live within an eight-hour radius in New Jersey, I feel like if you have a Rutgers podcast, you should probably be at this thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
Just my two cents on that. All right, we got to get going. The tournament's starting behind us. So enjoy what we have coming your way here. Rutgers fans, you should know this name, and if you don't, shame on you. DJ Yoshi joins us right now. Appreciate you joining us, man.
I appreciate you guys having me, man. What's going on, everyone?
He's doing something very nice for us, too. He's letting us basically use his generator right now to go empower this unbelievably shitty, weird podcast
City
that we got
of
going.
Woodbridge.
Hey, man.
Gave us that generator to use.
Oh, good. Okay, all right, so Woodbridge.
So shout out to Woodbridge.
Yeah, great job by you. I walked up to DJ Yoshi. I was like, listen, used to work at Rutgers a little bit, saw you around. You have no idea who I am. This is going to be weird. We're doing a podcast right now. You might give us like 10 minutes, and he graciously accepted to do this. So you're the man, dude.
I appreciate that. You know, hanging out here with Big E in front of Dave and Buster.
Yeah, how awesome is this? This is pretty cool.
For the first time, getting 60 teams to sign up, and, you know, it was a whirlwind for Eric and the team signing up. They signed up all really within the last 2 weeks.
It was pretty cool. We had him on a couple weeks ago on our podcast and to promote it, and you know, it's one of those things where you talk to him and you get so happy.
Oh, yeah,
right? He's
sure.
that type of person
for sure.
where we were like, yeah, we're doing it. And now that we're here, we're so happy to be doing this. And I'm sure for you, it's kind of that same feeling. There's always a lot of work going on behind the scenes. But then when you show up, you're like, this is awesome. This is why you do it.
Yeah. You know, like last night I got out of the studio. It was like 3:30 in the morning. I finished up a track, working on a track for Alejandro Aranda.
Oh,
for,
there you go.
American Idol, second place winner. So I got out of the studio 3:30. My wife's just like, what time do you have to be up? I'm like, 6:30, 7 o'clock. She's like, what the hell's wrong with you? I was like, it's for Eric. And she's like, I understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if it's for Eric, what are you sleeping for?
Like, yeah. Just go there right now.
There's nobody busier than that guy. And he's just awesome. For our references, when did you first start DJing football games at Rutgers? When was your one?
I came from the Nets initially.
Right.
So I was with the Nets during our championship runs, which fell short.
Feels like a long time ago now at that point.
Such a long time ago.
But now they're back. Brooklyn's back. They own New York.
I'm so happy.
New York.
My same crew from the Nets that brought me over there. So shout out to Paul Camras. He's over there now. He's like the senior VP of development for Brooklyn Sports Entertainment. So anyway, we ended that around 2005. And then I'm watching a bowl game, and I'm like, man, Rutgers is pretty good. So I reached out to Rutgers, and I said, listen, this is what I did with the Nets. I'd like to bring that same energy. So this was now 2006. They brought me in 2006, and they right in the middle, smack in the middle of the season.
Oh, it was you. It was all 2006. That was all you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
2006.
Did.
So that was legit. I mean, so did they have you doing it in, like, the actual booth to start off first? Because you eventually made your way down by the student terrace once the stadium got expanded, all that stuff.
Right.
But I don't ever remember seeing you on the field before. I didn't know, actually, that you were there during those that part of the Greg era.
So it wasn't promoted well because, you know, the stadium was in development. We didn't have a real area. So what the crew did was they set me up in a little pop-up tent, like one of those little Home Depot 8x8
yeah,
pop-up
yeah,
tents.
Yeah, of course.
Right on the field. And the tent had to be really low so the fans behind could still see. So no one really knew that I was there.
They just saw this tent that's like, what's going on under there? I don't know. Yeah.
The first season, all I heard was, hey, asshole, move the tent. I was like, I'm playing music
fuck
right
off.
Now.
Man. What are you doing? I mean, my goodness. You should have just at one point just stopped. I don't know if you had the microphone then. Hey, this jackass right now who wants me to shut off the music. And then you got to be able to just embarrass people like that at that point, though. But that was fun, man. You had, like, the glory years.
It was good.
For Rutgers football.
It was good.
I mean, that's something that you can never, obviously, you know, give back. That's going to be one of the highlights for you.
Yeah, you know, being a Rutgers grad, I graduated in 03. I took the long road. You know, I took the six-year road.
All right.
Graduated with a double degree. So, you know, being there, I could have been a doctor by now. But instead of doing that,
this
you
is
know,
much cooler. That's all I'm going to say. It's much cooler.
I graduated computer science and math. And, you know, typical Asian. You guys can say that. Right? So.
Sorry, he's a math tutor. So, I don't know.
I do use
shit.
My math degree every day, though.
Listen, journalism, we don't do math. That's not involved. None of that shit was ever involved. I took the easy route, comm, and I think, like, not even psych. Whatever you could do below psych just to get your minor.
Right.
And I got, sorry, mom and dad, you wasted all your money on me in college, but they know that already. They know I haven't amounted to much, so it's fine.
Well, shit, $60,000 now for a college education.
Right?
That's on the
there
low end,
go.
Man. Don't even go to school. Just working DJ.
My unborn child better be a fucking athlete. That's all it is.
Wait, are you breaking news here? You
said I've decided to have the kid? No, there's no kid like actually right now.
Okay, okay.
One day maybe down the road.
Okay.
Dad or just have a really famous dog at one point
and
make money off that.
You know, like Chappelle said, man, they got to either be an athlete or a drug dealer or something.
Hey, however you get your money, man. That's
oh, my God.
Business.
So these guys make fun of me a lot, too. So I do some DJing stuff on the side as well. And,
nice.
And more in the wedding business, okay, which is...
Dude, there is nothing wrong with the wedding.
No, nothing wrong at all.
Nothing wrong at all.
It's a lot of fun. But I wonder if you dealt with this as well, too. I wanted at some point, we do these things. One of our other guys, Mike, is not currently here with us right now. It's just Max and I. He does this thing called the teardrop, where he kind of ranks things and puts them into groups. At one point, I wanted to do this with the most obnoxious and annoying people that come up to a DJ and request songs. Okay, because to me, drunk girl, like the woo girl.
For sure.
She's somewhere within the top five. The bro guy who comes
but
up.
But that's your future baby mama.
Yeah, well, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I respect the hell out of them, but they're annoying when they come up to you. They're asking to play like Justin Bieber or something at the wrong time. It's just not.
What does the bro-y guy want you to play?
He'll come up to you. The bro-y guy.
Bro. Fucking house music, bro. You don't got Tiesto, bro?
This is...
Fucking Tiesto, bro.
See, he knows Jersey very well. That's the problem. This is spot on, too. There's definitely that. And I love him to death. You'll have the older crowd sometimes. They'll call you're in the middle of a great set. They want to slow it down completely for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You got that Frank Sinatra?
Yeah, there it is. There it is. But it's... Listen, I know you have to deal with all... Where's the coolest place you ever played?
Probably one of the coolest things that I've ever done. Shit, man. I really got to think back now.
Because you've been everywhere and anywhere. You're.
I've been on top of a tractor trailer as it's been moving, which was fucking nuts.
Sounds dangerous.
That's crazy as hell.
Where you're kind of looking around and like, holy shit, how did I get here? Like, how did I get on this stage doing what I'm doing right now? Like, where's a place where that kind of hits you?
Well, it actually wasn't even a stage, right? So... back in 03, was it? I was hanging out after I finished up a net game. And, you know, I'm hanging out. And out of nowhere, Mr. Triple-Double, Jason Kidd, is just standing next to me. He's like, I'm like, it's fucking Jason Kidd, man. It's fucking Jason Kidd. So I'm all tensed up, right? And then his son, I think TJ is his name, came up to me, gave me a pound. Like, man, fucking Jason Kidd's son, bro. Just came up to me, gave me a pound. This is some fucking cool shit. And then Jay Kidd comes up to me and goes, feeling the beats. It's like, I'm done.
Man.
I can fucking retire right now.
You got stamp of approval right there. Yeah. How much input do you have in terms of when you're doing anything pregame or at some type of athletic venue? Like for Rutgers, did they dictate a fair amount of what you did pregame? Or at what point did you get to just have total control?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. In terms of sports entertainment, most of the stuff that I did pregame for Rutgers was just whatever the fuck you want to play, man.
Yeah. That's cool.
At the time, I think it was the assistant athletic director for marketing, Drew Robinson, who is now at Western Michigan.
Yes.
So shouts to Drew. Drew is actually the guy who brought me in at Rutgers. He just had a code word. And he just texts me the code word, thug it out. And then when he said thug it out, oh, shit, the players are coming out.
How annoying would you get any complaint? Maybe you didn't have to deal with this personally. We are partners with Rivals, so that's like the message board crew.
Oh, right, right.
To be a little funky on there. Volume level. How annoying is that complaint?
Turn that down!
What do you want me to do? We're at a sporting event right now. Like, come on! You don't want to talk to your wife anyway. Stop lying. Stop lying.
I can't even hear my wife.
Did you play that? Like, I remember 06, 07 was like, hit him with like Crazy Train. Like, your AC/DC stuff was on there too. And then you like good old hip hop too. Was with that team. I remember there was some stuff that was fun. They let you go.
They let me go, and it was basically like we did it where I would have a request list. So I get the request list to the team, and they'd get it back to me, and it's just, oh, shit, well, I'm already playing that. But there are some tracks, and there are still some tracks right now where it's just like, damn, dude, I definitely can't play that shit. I can't even play the clean, clean version of that. There's a squeaky clean version of that.
It's just the instrumental.
No doubt. Hey, no.
Yeah, just bad service, guys. That's all it is. That's all it is right now. Oh my god, how many? I don't even want to hear. I mean, you're not at Rutgers anymore. I don't know if I'm gonna have to. Many times I have to hear your Old Town Road this year, probably, and some random remix to it. I can maybe do without that.
I'm gonna tell Courtney just for you.
I could
the first game to do nothing but Old Town Road.
Every fucking quarter. Oh man,
that could actually be cool. The Old Town Road night, get Lil Nas out here.
Yeah,
and,
I guess
play
so.
It over.
All right,
over.
I take that back. I take that back. I don't listen. I have much appreciation for what you guys do. It is the toughest job, and to try and figure out what people like, try and make everybody happy. It's one of the toughest
Everyone's
jobs.
Everyone's a critic.
Who came to you with the idea of at some point you would stop the music and you had to wind up doing at first the RU chant?
Yeah. So.
Because that's another thing the Mets support people complained about. They're like, we can't do the RU chant correctly. And I guess you were the solution. So God bless you for having to do that.
I attempted to do it, right? So, you know, they're college kids. And you're trying to tell college kids
a little bit of alcohol
to hit an R and hold that R for the R. And everybody else say you, but yeah, they're college kids, man. What are they going
to
do?
They don't want to listen to you.
They want
to
be quick anyway.
Guys, we're going to wait 3 seconds afterwards. And if any of you start before then, you're gone. We're just going to kick you out.
The only time that I got negative feedback from athletics was I tried to shush the student crowd because they just couldn't get the R right, man. It's like, R.
Yeah, hold up. Wait a second, guys.
Relax.
That's why the cheerleaders are there, just to hold up big letters so that it's like, that's how dumb college kids are. I'm going back to when I was in college. You just didn't give a shit about anything. Anything ever. And so you need to be coddled. That's what it is nowadays.
But you just said it was like that when you were in school.
Yeah. You can go back. We can edit anything here. This is awesome. Go back for a second. You do what you need to do. I'm going to, when he gets back, I interrupted while he's actually playing mixes
right
now.
He's trying to do a job.
He actually has to do a job here with us.
We told him 10 minutes.
This is going to be an awesome interview. He's going to get back here. I want to ask him about I think he was there for the 09 opener, the new stadium expansion when Rutgers got their ass kicked by Cincinnati. And
I think that's the highest attendance ever for Rutgers.
It is. I believe it is. So it's one of those things. I'm going to have to ask him what that was like. Not the actual ass-kicking part, but just having to do that game. So we were talking about it. You were there for the 09 opener when they just expanded the stadium?
Yes.
Okay, Cincinnati.
It's
they
amazing.
Wound up getting their ass kicked, obviously. Bad game itself. But to me, that was one of the – that was kind of like – Rutgers really kind of made it. Forget 06 and everything that happened there, but biggest crowd ever. What's that like for you? The excitement in terms of that many people listening to you?
It's great. You know, the more that I think about it, the more comfortable I am in a bigger crowd and a bigger environment. You know, the biggest crowd I ever played for was right around 100,000 people.
Jesus.
And it's easy to play for that many
people.
Pretty
much like the Woodbridge Mall right here.
Well, yeah, you know. Sitting out right now, hanging out with Woodbridge folk. It's easy to play for a larger crowd because it's not intimate. You know, when you're doing, let's say, a wedding or a small club, everyone can come up to you with their request. Everybody can come up to you saying how shitty of a DJ you are. You know, they can go get their fucking iPod and stream shit off Pandora.
I can press play.
Yeah. They all know what they're fucking doing. But when you're playing for that many people, there's just something about it. And you try to lock into the energy from a certain section or a certain fan. You know, if you see one section dancing more than the others or one section chanting or singing along, then those are the people that you lock into and you try to play towards them because their energy is contagious, hopefully. They'll hopefully get the people with the get off my fucking lawn to dance and sing along with them. Hopefully.
Yeah. It must be the coolest thing ever. I could. Before we let you go, what are you currently doing? What's next for you? What do you got in the works?
Yeah. So coming up in a couple of weeks, I'm back with the MLB for the Major League Baseball's Little League World Classic.
World Classic.
Yeah.
You're going out there for
World
that.
World Classic
nice.
For that.
That's a fun event.
It's a great event, and I'm looking forward to dropping Waiting for Tonight for A-Rod 2 years in a row. Shout out to A-Rod. I got you.
Will J-Lo be there for that? Will she go out to Little League World Classic?
I'll tell you what, I hope
right?
so.
Her 50th birthday party looked awesome.
Fucking off the chain. And I wish I was invited for that.
Yeah, that's when you want to be on the list.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No doubt. So what else is next for you after that?
So at the Little League World Classic there, and I know this is an RU kind of thing, but week one of TCU, I'm flying down to Dallas, and I'm doing that. And then week two, I'm going to spend.
Gary Patterson's boys.
Yeah, I'm going to spend down there week one and two down at TCU. And we're going to see what goes from there. You know, I have a few rival teams that we're in serious discussions with right now. And that's all I could say.
That's great, man.
You know, I don't want to jinx it. Two, if it happens, then it's just like, peace, bitches. I'm leaving Jersey.
What's the coolest just location you've ever done a gig at or travel anywhere for? Coolest city that you enjoy playing for or playing in?
Coolest location I ever went and I played. It was a small event down in Dominican Republic, down in Punta Cana.
There you go.
And there was only like 150, 200 people that were there.
You still got to go to the Dominican Republic.
And I was like, man, this is going to be fucking hard work tonight. You know, I'm playing for a small-ass crowd.
I feel like they got to be in good mood, though. They're in the Dominican Republic.
Yep. Not one person sat down the entire time.
There it is.
And then they started bringing in these, like, random-ass people from the center of town. Like, the hood people that were fucked up on lean and getting their cocaine and crack on.
Oh, man.
And they were turning up with us, too. I remember I dropped Nas, If I Rule the World. And the entire club started singing along. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, boy.
Half these people don't even speak English. They're like me.
I think we found our outro song, by the way, today, which is going to be great because we just have a lot of old, boring white folk listening to this, too. So
shout out to all my
you're
gonna
old, love this at the end.
Boring Caucasians. You belong with my wife's family. Just so you guys know that I'm not just pro-Asian. Yeah. My wife is Italian.
We love everybody here. So it's awesome. Man, thank you so much for hopping on. Listen, we would love to see you at some point back at Rutgers. Regardless, we're going to follow you all over the place. If you're ever back at a game, we tell this to every guest. We got the Scarlet Lot tailgate on lockdown. You come by us. We got plenty of booze and food for you. Bring whoever
awesome.
You want.
Awesome.
All right, brother?
I appreciate
thank
it.
You,
thank
man.
You, guys.
Thank you for joining us. All right, this is Mike. So we're doing a little vignette here. Max and Adam have been called into action. The first game for Team Rooscrewpod, as they're known around here, because some people can't read right, has been called on to play. So I want to tell you, we did a little practice beforehand, you know, just a little shooting around with the bags, seeing how the boards feel. I got to say, it's a pretty heavy bag right now. Boards are a little slippery. I don't know if it's conducive to the amateur player, which is going to be interesting for us. I think we're obviously great. You know, I don't want to say that we're the Duke, you know, of the cornhole tournament. I don't want to put that out there. It's probably true. But practice didn't go great so far. You know, Adam killed it. Adam right now is looking like he's going to be our best player. We're going to see how it goes, obviously. We'll see if he's a 5 o'clock hitter. You never know how batting practice goes into the real game, but I'm not very confident in Max right now. He seems like he kind of sucks. He seems like he's not quite sure what he's doing out there. I don't know if he's ever played cornhole before, so this might be his debut. It's going to be very interesting to watch. I'm seeing Max shoot around right now. He didn't even hit the boards. We'll see how Adam's doing. I think Adam's really going to have to carry the team here. It's a lot of pressure. I don't know if he's ever faced this kind of pressure before. Obviously, he did play high school baseball. Baseball not really any kind of precursor for the type of pressure he's going to face today.
Huh? What do you mean?
Like, what are you doing? Are you
we're,
doing?
We're a Rutgers sports podcast.
I knew it.
Yeah.
You called it. Thank you. So who's he talking to out there?
Guy just came by, asked who we are. Said we're a Rutgers sports podcast. I should have said we're the only Rutgers sports podcast out there that's worth listening to. So this is Mike. I'm going to sign off for now. Adam and Max are about to start game one. We're going to see how they go. We'll obviously embarrass them publicly if they lose. Hello, this is Mike recording live from the sidelines of the Eric LeGrand Cornhole Tournament at the Woodbridge Center in Woodbridge, New Jersey. We have some updates and breaking news. Team RU Screwpod has started game one of its tournament. Adam and Max representing the team right now out on the boards. The team got a bye through the first game. The organizers of this great, great tournament recognizing just how special our team is. And a quick update right now. Max is showing some hand signals of how we're doing. I have no idea what he said, but he doesn't seem to be sad. So I take that as good news. We will have interviews coming up soon from this game. Obviously, Adam and Max will join us. We're also waiting on interviews from Steve Plitty and James Cratch of Team N Jammin'. They lost their first game pretty quickly. It didn't go very well. They were despondent. Despondent after the game. James Cratch coming over saying they played a girl who was the Michael Jordan of cornhole, attributing their loss to that. So a quick update here. Mike Vorkunov here on the sidelines of the Eric LeGrand Cornhole Tournament at the Woodbridge Center in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Game one in the books for Team RU Screwpod, and it was a successful one. a big win for the team, dominating their opponent, who doesn't even have a name, not even worthy of being recognized and mentioned on this podcast. Adam, the big star for the team in this first game, carried them on his back. Michael Jordan, flu game level performance for Adam. Max, also on the team, was contributor. He will appear in the box score, although I don't know if it will reflect positively on him. Another update here. Team Njamin already eliminated. Two games in, two games out. And here they are. James Crash, Steve Politi walking over, sweating, besotted with sadness and guilt. James, Steve, do you mind joining us, picking up the microphones? This is kind of live.
We're recording?
We're recording.
Wow. Okay.
Guys, you know, can you just talk me through one out there on the boards?
Well, it was a disgrace, Mike. First, we got completely destroyed by a 87-pound teenage girl, 21-6.
Michael Jordan of cornhole.
She didn't miss a single shot. And then the second game, we were up like 18-12 and choked it away in epic fashion. So,
yeah.
I'm not proud.
The first game, she was like, "I haven't played in 6 months." I was like, "When you left like the Foster's Australian Open, like the Western Hemisphere Championship." The second game, we were in it. We were in it. I take full credit.
Yeah,
I missed a shot that could have kept us, you know, within.
Yeah.
Could have kept us on the board there.
Yeah,
gotten us another round, but another at bat for Steve. But you know.
Scratch was playing a poor strategy. He was lined up about 15 feet behind the board.
So we have some intra-team bickering going on.
No, yeah,
some
blame.
Being thrown around. Let me ask you, what was going through your mind, Steve, as that lead slipping away?
Yeah, it was bad. I could feel it. I could feel my own. And then my own game tanked, and I was just blaming Scratch. It was not good. It was not what you want to see.
I know we're still a year away, but can we expect the same team next year from Team Njamin? Will there be moves being made in the offseason?
I think it depends if Sarge is on vacation again.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's Keith's fault.
It's Keith. Oh, absolutely.
It's Sarge's
That's
fault.
Totally.
All right.
Yes. You know, no question.
Dunleavy wanted to come here.
Yeah. He's working.
He's working.
Yeah. Sarge,
I feel like this
is going to
get aggregated. This is going to get aggregated. Pro cornhole talk is going to aggregate this podcast.
Yeah. He might get tossed off the team. Pro cornhole talk. You should. That's a good niche. Now announcing at The Athletic, the cornhole writer for the European division. I'm kidding. Come on.
I might actually, like, Fonseca technically works for us now. Not technically, he does.
Yeah, where's he, by the way?
Yeah, I should have brought Fonseca here. We would have had a better shot.
Who do I blame for the poor recruiting job out of you two? It doesn't seem like
us, yeah.
You had
we
a good recruiting cycle.
Neither one of us could carry a team. We had to accept that and get somebody else.
We were two backup singers.
We need to hire a ringer. It was a bad idea.
So what's next for you two? Now you've been eliminated. Two games in, two games out.
Today's Saturday, so like I'll be allowed to watch an hour of Rutgers stretch on Tuesday. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. My wife thinks I'm here all day, so I'm just going to go to Dave and Buster's and get loaded and take an Uber home. Is that no? I can't say that.
It's 11:15. You can say that.
Just going to go home.
You do you, Steve. You do you. That's the official motto of the podcast.
Yes.
All right.
We lasted longer than we thought, only because it started later than we thought.
I love how I've been on your podcast now more than I've been on my own podcast in the last 6 months.
Well, I don't think you guys have broadcast a podcast
a little teaser, folks. One coming next week.
Yes. Wow. New name.
What's the name? Can you announce
it here? Rutgers Rant.
The Rutgers Rant.
The artwork's official on iTunes. So, yes, I think I finally have the go-ahead from legal to say it.
Yep.
Okay.
Very exciting.
So that is very good. Will Keith also be on that? Will that be
just he will.
You two?
He will be back. We're going to get it done early this coming week. Today is August 3rd. Podcast, you know, evergreen content here.
Of course.
And remember, Rutgers Sports Insider. Subscribe. You get to text us.
Are you really doing an ad for this?
$4.99. You can get in.
Podcast.
No. Go ahead. Promote it. $4.99. You get to text Steve, Keith, and James.
Shameless self-promation right here.
How have the texts been so far?
Been going
any,
well.
Any weird texts yet?
No, like all seriousness, it's been a very nice response. The Rutgers community has embraced us. Which is bizarre for me because, like, coming into the beat, I was like, oh, boy, like, I'm enemy of the state now. But it's been fun.
Steve, I have to ask. I mean, you've been a mainstay of Rutgers sports coverage for almost, 15 years now at this point?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think the Rutgers community has gone through different iterations of how they feel about you. James comes in.
Yeah.
Sweetheart
right
in the
away.
Rutgers fan base right away.
Absolutely.
Is there jealousy?
There's no jealousy, no, because he's a relentless homer. No, I'm kidding. James, come on. That's not true at all. No, it's good. James is the hardest working person on our staff. He deserves the adulation. And if you want to sign up for $4.99 just to call me an asshole, you can do it. You can text me in the middle of the night. It'll go right to my phone. It actually doesn't go right to my
phone.
On
Twitter, you can just call him an asshole for free.
Everyone's everyone's money is the same money. So,
yeah. Money's money.
Guys, I do want to ask. This is tangentially a Rutgers sports podcast.
Yes.
I think training camp has started.
Yes, it started about a week, couple days in.
Okay. Anything you can tell us from training camp so far?
Yeah, so I will say we saw one practice so far. I will say Stanley King, the freshman wide receiver, I wrote this on NJ.com, he passed the eye test day one.
Okay.
I know he's not the tallest listed receiver on the roster, but he looks like the tallest guy out there.
Yeah, he looks like a skinny Kenny Britt. Where's 88, too?
Where's 88? Yeah. You know, I think the quarterback situation, I still think it's Art Sikowski's job to lose. I know everyone's falling in love with McClain Carter, but I just think at this point, Art has to lose the job and McClain Carter has to win it.
Is he good? Is McClain Carter good?
We'll find out. I mean, he's only thrown 97 passes in his college career. Art's like thrown close to 300.
Do they let you drink at practice now?
They do not.
Okay. No. How many drinks do you think Rutgers fans will need on average to get through a game this year?
Yeah, I think you better start early against Boston College. No, come on. We don't know yet. Can we be happy, it's August 1st?
I look very forward to people complaining about the beer that's actually available at the stadium when it's
available. Oh, that's going to be me. Do we know what beer's available yet?
I do not know yet.
That's the scoop I need to know.
We'll look on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'll be very angry if there's like Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Bud Light.
Well, I think you have to have that, but I think the big, like, I think people expect that.
Yeah.
But the big question is be like, all right, you have your light beer, you have your, you know, craft beer that's a commercial craft beer, like your Sam Adams, your Goose Island. But, like, I'm sure there's going to be, like, one or two local offerings.
Listen, New Jersey has a vibrant craft beer community.
It really does.
Magnify, Carton, Kane, any of those.
The question is how long the lines are going to be. That's really the big
problem. Do we know what the layout's going to be?
No.
I'm very much more interested in beer talk on this than football talk.
That's a good question.
Is there just going to be one beer dispensary?
I don't know. That's a great question. I mean, like, I'll be honest, like, they don't have the pull down, you know, metal gates up. But, like, I haven't seen any, like, taps rolling in. I mean, I haven't been around there a lot.
I mean, that sounds like a controversy. Beer's not at the stadium yet. We're less than a month away.
The most interesting thing is going to be when they sell beer at the baseball and softball games.
Like, wait, they're having beer?
They will.
What?
So, like, I assume they're going to bring up, like one of those, like, concession trucks like they have with the gear. But, like, I also, like, are you going to have, like a you know, sports marketing intern, like a cooler full, like, you know, tall boys? Like, here you go. Like, tossing them out to people.
So you guys do your podcasts after games in the press box, if I remember correctly.
No, we usually wait till the next day,
Oh, you wait till the next day. Oh, you do your videos in the press box.
Right.
We do.
Yes.
Okay. Can you drink during these now? Like, how does this going
to
go?
No, I don't think there's any beer. We used to bring beer into the press box. Then things got a little ugly under Julie Herman, and that was the end of that. Right? When was the last time we had beer? You weren't there.
I was not there.
Do you think Julie was getting back at the media by taking their beer away?
No, we were just all scared that it was so tense, so bad, that something might happen, like... You know, there would be like, we all were on our best behavior just in case. And that ended the six pack tradition after the game. Sad, but that's true. It's a true story, right?
Okay.
That's what happened.
I'll take your word
for it. Sarge would know. He's not here. But pretty much we had beer until halfway through that season when we were all like, I'm forgetting.
If you cover the NFL, Dallas Cowboys, after every game at AT&T Stadium, Jerry Jones has two gigantic kegs wheeled in for the media.
Yeah.
And how many for himself?
I do not know about that.
Okay.
It's Stella. They had good beer there, too.
Yeah,
that's not
very
bad.
Good beer.
Yeah.
The only other time I've seen beer hand out in a press box was Superdome after that 52-49 Giants game. And I was just like some usher walking around with a cardboard box full of like stray cans. Like, you want one? I'm like, no, I don't.
I feel like it's so hot here. We need to get beers and just start drinking much more aggressively.
No, I think we're good. It's pretty balmy here. By the way, very quickly.
Yeah.
It's a great crowd.
It is a great crowd.
You would expect a great crowd. It's Eric LeGrand.
Right.
You know, when Eric says come, people come.
There's just a lot of people who, like, you can just tell Eric said, hey, when are you signing up? Right now. You know, that's Eric's got that personality where you don't want to say no to the guy.
Have we seen any Rutgers people here? You would recognize them. I would not. Have you seen any Rutgers athletic department people coming out?
I have not.
No. Not saying they're not here, but I have not seen anybody.
Okay. Anything else you think is interesting to talk about before I turn this podcast recording off?
No, that's about it, guy. I, other than our disgraceful performance and our quick exit, I really had nothing to say.
It was a great day. It was a really fun day, even though
it's over for us.
It's not,
but we'll mingle. We'll stay around.
Okay.
I'm going home. The hell with you, all of you.
You have a free day, graceful. It seems like. Your wife doesn't know how long you're out.
I got to go home. She'll follow.
Carpe diem, Steve. Carpe
she
diem.
She knows. You know how wives are. They absolutely go. You got them coming home now? You're out? How did you know?
Look at Adam and Max are jogging over. Oh, they lost.
They lost. Okay.
They are also losers, podcast, just like you guys. Wow.
The podcast has been eliminated.
This is crazy.
This is
John
horrible.
Are not here, but I assume they would.
Did you guys lose?
Make fun of them.
Are we eliminated?
How do we not get to play each other?
Oh, it's double.
Okay,
it's
I didn't know how many times
alive.
You played.
Still alive.
Okay.
I don't.
So I'm
I mean,
it back.
Yeah.
Here you
they're
go.
They're already victim. They're already blaming Keith Sargent for their losses. Here, Max,
I'll
give you the microphone.
We played better competition than you guys did. I don't. Even, I didn't see who you played. But
I
know
team
you
we
did.
Just played was pretty good. Yeah. We kind of choked, but it was. They were.
You didn't
good.
Play. You didn't play the girl that was like throwing them from off the trees and stuff to beat us, right?
Yeah. Behind the back and.
Yeah,
all
behind
all
the back. You didn't play her.
All right, so we're here. We've now been eliminated from the Eric LeGrand Cornhole Tournament. Mike and Adam, in a valiant effort, lost. Though actually, honestly, not that valiant because I was standing there watching and it appeared to me as if Adam may have been tanking.
Look, I didn't want to say it outright. It did seem like Adam might not have been giving 100% effort.
Adam was
Are
like,
you questioning my effort right
no,
now?
No,
I'm not. I'm explicitly not... saying that.
Listen, we got Eric coming over right now. If you're going to question my effort in his tournament, we got a lot to talk about. Eric, I appreciate you coming on over with us. Now, this is the second time in pretty much 2 weeks that you're on with us. So congratulations for being the first guest ever to come on in like a two-week span. Are you sick of us yet?
I'm not sick of you. Come on, man. You
you're
guys are Rutgers family, man.
You're lying right now,
you guys are,
it's all right.
No, I mean, you guys kind of embarrassed yourself. But I do appreciate you coming out to try.
Eric, it's a great event. It's a great event. And I do want to ask you a first question. The fact that Adam tanked during the last game
they're accusing me of tanking.
Hold on. I need more explanation on what
basically,
happened.
Basically, so you know, remember Mark Burley, the pitcher, who would just get the ball and throw it? Adam was like looking the other direction, just tossing it. He's throwing it lefty sometimes.
We had a big lead, and then he just stopped.
We may have been up 11-0,
and he stopped trying.
We may have been up 11-0.
Yeah, you're side-eyeing.
I just got side-eyed by Eric. Shit.
Come on,
but
man.
We lost. Now here is the disappointing thing. I'm upset that I did not text you on the side first to rig it so that we would have faced Politi and Kratch first and kicked their ass.
Well, you see,
they were an embarrassment.
They were out of here right away.
Oh
boom,
my God.
Gone,
two so. And done. Two and done. Those guys.
Did you guys get two or three
it's
games?
It's embarrassing. Yeah,
we won one.
We won one.
We were three and done.
Dominated the first one.
All right, not Politi gets the shit. Then
we. Here's what happened. We pretty much beat the like UMass level type team. We had to go and pretty much face like an Iowa game two, and then we pretty much like laid a dud against I don't know, say like an Army. We got caught off guard. Got up big. Started running the option. We got a little lazy.
Yeah.
And
I love this
now we're out.
We're out.
We're out of it. Dude, but this is an amazing day so far. What like how happy are you? How pleased are you with the Cornhole Tournament overall?
I'm so happy. Just to think, one, you know, we put it together. You never know how it's going to turn out. When we ordered the shirts, we ordered 118 shirts, and we had 15 teams. We're like, more than enough. Perfect. Today, 60 teams out here. A lot more people just coming. Ran out of shirts real quick, so the early birds got the worm today with the shirts. But it's amazing, honestly, to see all these people come out. I've never done anything like this, and I was going to talk to some other people, and they were like, "Yeah, usually a cornhole tournament, 25, 30 teams." I'm like, well, "We got 60," so now I walk around, I feel like Diddy. I'm like,
"Well,
yeah,
we've always got that flag football tournament, and here you get more of the unathletic people like us that can come out to these things. So that part is pretty cool.
Exactly, and that's where it came up when I came up with the idea." Said everybody could toss a bag in a hole. Well, you would think so, but
yeah.
Some better than others.
What do
but
you have a
play. Everyone can play.
A favorite team? These are types of events where people get a little inappropriate with the team names. It makes it maybe a little bit funnier.
There's something like right
have
on
you,
the line.
Have you heard a team name that you thoroughly just genuinely laughed at so far?
Yes, because they said it like 17 times. Wrong hole.
And then the MC, basically the guy running it. So apparently there are two teams.
They're two wrong
that are
holes.
Called wrong hole, and he keeps going every time. Oh, by the way, there are two wrong holes. Like I think he just enjoys it at this point to say it because he knows exactly what he's doing.
If you're gonna get wrong hole, you gotta have two of them.
This is where if we had our soundboard, we would play the boing.
Yeah, the boing sound
boing,
would go in like, here too. So that is I'm with you. These are always the types you just gotta come up with a good name. I think we got called the Roo Screw.
The Roo
podcasters at one point, so we may have to
flip to that. I was sitting over there when he did that. I looked at him like,
yeah, no, it's all good.
Come on, man.
How did not know about the RU Screw? Come
yeah,
on.
I mean, I'm sure everybody just, you know,
we're only
knows
the eighth biggest. Maybe next year, put a Dash in there.
Yeah, yeah, Dash next year. It's like the SHI Stadium stuff. You know, you got to understand how to do it. We actually didn't get to talk to you before that.
Yes.
How many shit jokes have you made so far about the
well,
stadium?
I didn't make. I got a bunch of my friends, though. Like, are you kidding me?
But you found them funny. We know your humor. Don't lie to us right now.
I did, but hey. And then I found out I didn't even know it was called SHI. I thought it was Stadium. Then one of my friends told me, you know, no, it's SHI. Do you know that organization or the company or whatever, the business? I'm like, oh.
You just got to be careful this year. You know who needs to be careful? Ray
and Carl.
Ray Lucas. Do you guys have a broadcast this year? We could have some issues.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have a bleep button for Ray this year?
We tried to tell him to use the cough button, but Shy knows how that works.
Ray doesn't really like that cough button. He'll just cough right into the mic. He don't care.
Well, we keep it real entertaining up there, and that's why I love coming out every Saturday, because you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be giving stats and spotting, but I feel like my job description is really just to try and get Ray riled up. That's really all I try to do.
You should see, Shine is a troll. He's always saying something the opposite of Ray.
No.
And he gets Ray going. He writes stuff. Ray will look over at the board and but. And you have Shine the craziest.
John, what are you talking about?
Oh man! Well, it's that time of the year where, you know, camp just started. I'm curious. What as a former player, what do you miss the most? Or did you like summer camp?
Oh hell!
I feel like
no.
that's hell.
I'm sorry. Every football player will tell you they do not like camp.
Right?
Camp,
that's a bitch.
Camp sucks, but it's something that you have to do. And honestly, that's when you do get the closest to your team, because you're with them so much, and that's how you find out. That's how I learned who my friends were, who I wanted to roommate. My roommates to be freshman year and then going into sophomore year, because that's when you get the closest to your team.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be interesting to hear. You talked about it when we had you on. I mean, there's plenty of obviously pressure, expectation, what you want to call it. But if there's one thing you're looking forward to most about the football season overall, aside from coming to a tailgate with us, what would it be?
Getting more than one win. So we remember how it was up in that box, Shine, last year. It's rough times for us when you got to call those games. I need more than one win this year. I need to get excited. I need to wake up on Saturdays and be like, I'm going to a job where I'm about to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, we have fun anyway. But,
yeah.
You know.
I was going to say.
It's more fun when they
end up start, you know, veering off and start talking about food and all this and that. And we have a lot of fun up there.
Is there anything in the works that people should be looking out for you on coming up these next couple of months? Events, yeah. Things you're just working on the side? You're a busy guy.
I got a T-shirt coming out actually next.
All right.
Next Monday, August 1st.
Oh.
It's kind of funny, too. I want to make my first shirt of my own. I'm changing my whole logo. It's Believe 52 on the back, but the front, it says role model, but it's R with the new handicap sign as the O, so it looks more athletic, but it's R-O-L-L model instead of R-O-L-E model, so...
We're going to order like five of those.
I'm in. We're going to take the money that we get from Rivals. Not much. We'll be able to buy like a half a shirt maybe. But yeah, I'm all in on that. So how'd this come about?
I was thinking about different things to do with it. And I was like, you know, believe this, believe that. And I'm like, you know what? Let me come up with like something cool slogan that's catchy. And I looked into it. Not a lot of people have done it, so surprisingly. And I said, you know what? This is it. And that's how I came up with it.
You built
so
up
Monday,
your
August 12th, man, it's coming out.
Monday, August 12th. All right, so we're going to have to keep an eye out for that when that drops.
12 p.m. Eastern time.
All right.
I'm got a time. All right.
I was going to say, I guarantee you know there are going to be some celebrities rocking these shirts soon. I'm going to be keeping an eye out for that and see what connections you got there.
I did send some to Strahan. I did send some to Rock. We'll see how he does with it. Not gonna lie, I got a few models too.
Yeah,
you
know,
damn. So,
all right, well,
you got role models. Well, how come you get a few models?
Well, you got models. Yeah, exactly.
I should say The Rock should be honored that you just didn't say the models first.
That's he wearing a new
that.
In the new movie?
I wish. Imagine that. Would have sold a million of them.
Eric, well, we appreciate it, man. This has been unbelievable. A really fun tournament. We're glad that a lot of people showed up. Especially two wrong holes. Clearly, it'd be great if we get a finals matchup with two wrong holes. The tournament is still currently going on, as Eric pointed out and as Max and Mike pointed out. Yeah. We've been eliminated.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll have a better. You going to do this again next year?
We'll do it again next year. Right. We'll show up.
Maybe a little bit more prepared. Maybe I won't tank. We'll see.
Oh, he's admitting it.
No, I don't know. I'm saying maybe. Maybe
it's not
we don't
a tank,
know.
It's a choke.
Yeah. Eric, appreciate it, brother. All right.
Thanks,
all right,
man.
Guys.
Outro starts now.
All right. Well,
we're here at the end of the day now. We've been eliminated. We're out. We won one game. We did not hit our over-under. We went under the... So that's not great, but we did beat Palitia and Cratch, so that's great.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the summation.
We didn't,
we won more games than them. We did not rig the tournament appropriately ahead of time.
Guys, we got Eric to say two holes twice.
Yeah.
Two wrong holes twice. I mean, only we
Adam
could
do that. Adam counts
this as a win. Only we could do that.
And,
right?
Oh, the other thing, you know who would really like that role model thing he was talking about? You know, Dave White would love, is going to love
those. Oh, he's going to buy like five of those t-shirts. Yeah.
I'm in on buying a couple of those shirts. That's awesome. Eric is unbelievable. This was a really fun event. Again, a great turnout. No rain. That was a positive thing. We'll definitely do this again.
Yeah.
Next year, we'll try to get to 500 lifetime.
Yes,
that's the goal for next year.
I thought my analogies to Eric were pretty spot on about who type of teams that we lost to. I mean, got him in the football spirit as well. So
I thought the last team may have been like losing to UMass. I thought maybe.
I don't know. You know, they came on. They started slowly, but then they came on. You know, sometimes it just takes a while.
Well, and the thing is, it doesn't really work in college sports. But Adam was tanking for a draft pick, perhaps.
Yes. Yeah.
Just because it's really hot and you know we want to get out of here.
I don't know. I was gonna say it kind of reminded me of like last year's Northwestern home game, but that wouldn't be it. Maybe Illinois from a couple of years ago, or like Purdue.
Which Illinois game?
The Purdue game from a year, the 14-12 win.
I feel like that's exactly what that our last game was. That was
we were the
Rutgers and Purdue.
No, we won that game.
I know, but we lost this game.
Well, on that note, I think we're gonna end this thing. Before we do,
how about us getting out to an event? We've talked so much about things. I remember Mike back in like September.
High five, guys.
He knows some,
we're
he knows some
right
guy
now.
That like owns a bar or something.
Yeah,
like
we were trying to do a live pod at a bar.
A live pod over almost a year ago. We got out here. We set up a table.
By the way, people are looking at us very oddly. We are in the middle of a parking lot. We just got a random shoddy table out here. We look like, I don't know, like a bunch of schlubs just talking into microphones.
People think that we're like... broadcasting.
Yeah, DJ Yoshi's right behind us.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, hey, nothing's coming out of your speakers. Like, no, we're podcasting, guys, all right? No, you're podcasting shit.
Some guy comes
out,
he's like, are you the news? I was we're a podcast.
That's exactly who we are. Mike, how do you not do an impromptu interview with that person then?
We're the Roo Screw podcast, as we've been told
many times
over the speaker. Yeah, Mike, that would have been so good if Mike pretended
bad
to be from the
news. Mike.
It's hard.
I'm Mike from Channel 12 News. What do you think?
Make up a channel. Like, don't say you're from an actual real
channel. Yeah, you know, that's where you just be, hey, I'm Mike from FUCK TV. How you doing?
From SHI TV. Wow.
All right. Well,
let's end it there. Let's go.
This has been a lot of fun. I guess this is going to be 2 weeks in a row you're hearing us. We're going to work on something in terms of a football preview coming up soon. Camp is underway. Victory statue. We are just psyched for that week one. We cannot wait to see that statue go up.
But how much fun is it going to be to like have actual games to talk about?
Oh, guys,
football.
We're going to have to work so much less.
So much. Okay, we're not putting a ton of work into this podcast, but we have put way more work into this pod in the last 5 months with no games to talk about. But when we have games and we can just kind of show up, it's going to be so much.
You're
easier.
Welcome, everybody. That is.
I'm going to put this out there.
Entertained.
Let's do one podcast after a game.
Done. One. Start with one.
At least one.
We can't do week one because that's a night game. We'll be gone by halftime.
Yeah.
Against UMass.
I won't be.
I kind of intend to stay.
You should be at one point, Max. If you leave the booth early this year, it'll be fun.
Just leave the booth. I'm not really an integral part of what they do.
Here's what I want you to do. You have at some point this season, you need to finagle your way. Talk to Chris Carlin, Ray Lucas. Then we'll go up to the powers that be. The RU Screw podcast will get to call one quarter of football this year at a Rutgers home game.
Can I set our sights
on the Rutgers football radio?
There's
got to
be something we can set lower.
Let me set our sights a little bit lower. So we've talked a lot about getting merch, right? We want to do the Death Place of College Football t-shirt. We've talked about others.
Oh, my God. We need to get that sponsored by Eric.
Slow your roll.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike.
Let's get a t-shirt made. And now we've seen several times Max has showed up in the booth when they cut to it, and there's been a photo. You know, Max is in the background. What if Max wears an RU Screw t-shirt while he's caught up in one of these visuals of Chris and Ray in the booth?
Well, normally what happens is they bring on Eric, right?
Eric comes on,
he does a Don't Stop Believing thing. I feel like I could jump in front of him during that, but that might be kind of inappropriate. Like, you know, it's Eric, and he's getting the crowd riled up, and then there's this, like, this pale, chubby dude who kind of just, like, jumps in there. I don't know, man.
Hand up. I'm going to interject. Way better idea.
Okay.
Do not give Max a t-shirt. This is simple. First game or at some point early on, we get the t-shirt made. We give it to Eric.
Wait, Synergy.
And when he is on, he's just rocking the RU
and he's just,
podcast.
Oh, he's going around the parking lots. And Synergy. Eric is designing t-shirts now. Yeah. He's an entrepreneur. He makes apparel. Why can't we get Eric to design our t-shirt? Seriously. He'll do a much better job.
He's right behind us. I'm going to go ask him when we close this thing up. We're asking about it. We're getting him to wear something Are You Screw Pod this year. And then we're going to call.
He's already done so much
then
for
we're going to call
pushing boundaries.
He likes us. He's one of the few that likes us.
I think Eric is such a nice person. He makes people think that he likes them where he just tolerates us.
All right. Well, on that note, this is fun.
To be cynical.
This is fun. Wow. I had a lot of fun with you guys.
Isn't that my job
this
around
is good
here?
Today.
This is a great event.
We got some fresh air. Mm-hmm. It was
I didn't
a lot of
burn
fun.
Anything down out here,
that's right,
which was
yeah.
nice.
That's
so that was good. A lot of responding, by the way, to our tweets about me potentially burning
yeah,
down.
Yeah, Kevin Fine, what are you doing, man?
Our house.
He apparently does the
he
same thing you do.
Somebody burned down a restaurant.
No, it's his brother. Kevin Fine puts his pizza in a frying pan.
Oh, I thought he.
Craig.
Oh. No.
There are other people that respond saying they do the same thing that I do as well. And then one person, I think Ryan on Twitter responded that he almost burned down his or somebody's restaurant doing that as well, too.
Wait, why are you putting cardboard in a box at a restaurant?
I don't know.
Or an oven at a restaurant?
I don't know.
Sounds like you're taking liberties that don't belong
to you. We've hit our end on that. This has been a lot of fun. We'll see you guys next time on the RU Screw Podcast.
Fan the players.